Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening from Fort Lauderdale. This is Nate Klarfeld with Stonewall Live, the best of gay and lesbian book, film, and media talk on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, I have Joe Knudsen of Oklahoma City, author of Living the Difference. You've been here, if you're one of my regular subscribers, you've been hearing me tweet, blog, and Facebook about him all week. I'm just going to go right ahead and introduce you. Joe, say hi.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
We're all doing fine. Listen, I'm going to ask the question I ask of all first authors, and this is not prepped. Okay, here we go. How did your book get from an idea onto paper? What was the motivation?
Oh, gosh. The motivation for me was to tell my story, to hopefully be able to help other people out there that are going through or went through what I went through, but to make it easier for them. I wanted to get something on paper and tell people out there that, hey, you know, it's fine to be gay. That's the way you are. You know, read my book, listen to my story, and you know, bypass some of the wrong things I did. You know, learn from my experiences. Yeah, I decided years ago to do this, to write my book. I started about 8 years ago, and I worked on it on and off, and probably the total time I spent was probably 6 to 8 months in total by the time I actually put it all together and put it on paper. And my goal was just to get it done, get it out there, and help all these people out here that are having problems, either come out of the closet or parents that are having problems with their children accepting them, or, you know, whatever the situation is. I wanted to make it easier for those people in today's society to be themselves.
Was it good therapy for you?
Oh, it was excellent therapy. I tell you, there were times that there were some memories that came to the forefront that, when I was putting them on paper, there were times that I had to distance myself because it was kind of difficult to relive some of those. But just getting them on paper and remembering everything and reliving it's a whole experience that I think everybody should try to accomplish and write their story, whether it's in a book or whether it's a magazine article or whatever. I think everybody should write down, you know, something about their experience and what it was for them to come out and be themselves.
In fact, a lot of therapists do kind of diary or writing therapy. Isn't that right?
Oh, they do. They do. Throughout my life, I went to many different psychologists and psychiatrists when I was trying to accept myself and you know, try to accept who I was and whether I could change or not change. You know, I went through all those same scenarios that probably the majority of gay people do. You know, is it something I'm going to grow out of? Is it something that I can change? And, you know, of course, you know, and I know, and majority of people out there that have any type of education know, you know, we can't change who we are. That's the way we are. We're born this way. You know, it's what God had intended for us, for our life. It's you know, it's not a choice that we made. The only choice we made was to live a truthful life. And, you know, many people think, oh, well, you have a choice. You can either be gay or straight. No, that's not the situation. Your only choice is whether you want to stay in the closet and live a lie or whether you want to be yourself and live the truth. But that is the only choice.
That's true. And, you know, I've done this for several years. Actually, I've done book talks at live book talks at the library for about 11 years, and I've read my fair share of coming out books, many. And you're right. You said a lot of people's stories are the same. Let me correct you in because you only have your experiences, and I've seen a lot of others. What I didn't see in your book, which was great, was a lot of hate and recrimination and shoulda, woulda, coulda. And so many books get so bogged down in I should have done this, I would have done that, I could have done that. And I really didn't get that in Living the Difference. I got a very, okay, now what? Chapter two, now chapter three, let's go, move on. And so that's what I'm telling the listeners out there, and I will be giving you websites and places to buy the book towards the end of the show. That's the difference in Joe's book. You're not going to hear him whine very much. A little whining, but not very much. Do you agree with me, or am I just being Pollyanna? Hello? Joe?
Did I lose you? What happened?
Whoops, I lost Joe. Uh-oh. I hope he'll call back right now. I don't know how I lost him. What happened? I guess his phone got up. Okay. Well, that's one of the things I noticed about his book. The other thing is that there are some drawings in there that I had no idea who's drawn them, and I'm going to have to ask him when he called me back. And I don't have his number, so he better call soon. But it's an interesting book, and as I said earlier, I spend a lot of time reading books and talking to authors, and a lot of anger, a lot of bitterness, a lot of stuff like that, and I'm not sure what happened here. But, okay, we're still on the line, so I'm trying to find him. And I'll just talk a little bit more about his other project, which is he is running I believe it's a Facebook campaign called Let's Reach 1 Million People Campaign. I don't see him. Where is he? Which he's trying to find 1 million people kind of to sign a petition that for LGBT equality. I'm just going to talk a little bit about my experiences today until Joe calls back, because I don't want to really take away from his time. For the Stonewall Library and Archives, I do some other things, and one of the things I do is I go out and speak to gay straight alliances. Here we go. He's back. What happened?
Are you there, Nate?
We're back. What happened?
I don't know. It went dead on this end.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The phone was still connected, but I we're back now. That's what counts.
Okay, that's what counts. All right. Well, I was boring. I was boring people today. Okay. Tell me about the Reach 1 Million People campaign. Sorry.
Okay, what that is, we started that probably about a month ago. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get everyone out there to join a Facebook group, and we're trying to use it as you can do more things in numbers, you can accomplish more. We're trying to get everybody out there to work and help us spread the word and work towards, LGBT equality for all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. We've got some really good members of the gay community that are members of our group from all over the United States. We've even got some that have joined from other countries, and we're just getting it kicked off. It's a process that's going to take some time, but it's a place where people can showcase their talents, what they've done for the community, groups that they're in, organizations that they're a part of. It's just a kind of a gathering place to get all of us together so we can work towards the betterment of our community.
Cool. Very cool. And how many people do you have so far?
I believe there's a few hundred right now that are in, and we're working hard. We're getting the word out there every day. A few more join, and it's going to be spreading like wildfire before long here.
Great. Well, let me just keep give you a plug right here. Joe's book is called Living the Difference. It's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. You can also get a direct link to it if you go to his website. I'm going to spell it out. It's thegaylyblogger.blogspot.com. That's thegaylyblogger.blogspot.com. And I'll also have that link up after the show on my Facebook page. So, okay, next question. We talked a little bit before the warm-up here, and Joe and I both have children. He has adult grown children, and I have one adult grown child. And I'm going to ask the question that my son asks me all the time. How would you feel, Dad, if I wrote your coming out book myself?
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me
about that. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. What would your son say about you, both of them? Or would just individually, don't mention their names, just say the younger one and the older one, and explain what they would say about you if they wrote your coming out book.
Probably what they would say is my dad is something else. He's, you know, he's who he is. He doesn't, you know, let that be hidden whatsoever. He's a great person. He's my dad. I've always known he was gay. They've both said that they've known since they were little. When I came out to them, they weren't really little. They were teenagers, but you know, they both realized that I was, and they had no problem with it. And if they wrote my book, they would probably pretty close write it the same as what I have written it, probably, just telling it like it is.
Really? Good, good. My son would probably be similar, except that I don't think he'd be as kind as I was to some of the boyfriends he had to deal with all the years. I don't know how many your sons had to endure before you finally landed your present husband, but my poor son had to endure some real, you know, doozies. And of course, I won't write a book, so I decided at one point in my life that I would just do this instead. But that's great.
Oh, you need to write a book, Nate. You need to write a book.
Oh, please don't.
You'd write a great book.
I'm not sure.
Go
ahead.
Sons, actually, I dated quite a few different people before I found Spencer, who is my significant other, my husband. But my kids really only became acquainted with probably two other men that I dated.
Mm-hmm.
And so they really weren't exposed that much to my early dating. You know, my ex-wife and I get along great, but when I first came out and everything, she kind of wanted to shield the boys a little bit from it, just to kind of test the waters and see how things were going to go. So they really probably didn't experience as many, I guess you'd say, boyfriends as it sounds like you've had while you were...
Yeah,
getting your life situated and everything.
Right. Well, it, you know, everyone has their own path, and maybe he wouldn't. I mean, he's threatened a few times to. I did buy him a book once, and he said, "Now I'm really writing a book. This book, I believe, Judith Snow. Are you familiar with that therapist? A therapist named Judith.
Yes.
Okay. Well, she wrote. I think she's very popular. She's wrote a book about what children think about their gay fathers. I believe that's the name of it. I've got it in front of me. It's always on my desk, and I just read it. It's very inspirational, and it's just like what you said. Actually, I think you sound like your kids would be proud of you.
Well, I hope they are. I think they are. Ironically, my youngest son, he was an actor for several years. He lived out in L.A.,
uh-huh.
And uh-huh. One of the first things that he did, he got landed the leading role in an independent film. And it was called That Boy. And what the film was about a gay teenager growing up, and he played a gay teenager. When he got the part, he called me and he said, Dad, I got a part in a movie. And he says, guess what I'm playing? And I said, what? He says, I'm playing a gay teenager growing up. He says, I need some pointers. He said, you're going to have to help me here. So that was really, that was good. It was good for both of us. And he did a great job. It never did make it to the big screen or anything. I think it's available now on Netflix probably, but it was a good experience for him, and it was really good to see him, you know, acting that part, and he did a great job.
good. Yeah, that's great. I mean, it really is amazing. We're going to be raising this cadre of people out there that are totally, they're not just accepting. They've really seen the face. There is no difference in love. So it's
That's
great.
Right.
The kids are great. I've got a question in the chat. Somebody didn't want to call us, okay? So here we go.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I guess this person must be familiar with your book. He said, how did you get to marketing your book? How do you market a book in today's crazy book publishing?
Oh, my gosh. You know, the writing part of the book was simple. It's the marketing that is the toughest. And today's, you know, today's way of marketing, it's so different than it used to be. You have to get out there, and you have to get radio interviews. You have to get TV shows. You have to get blog guest spots. You have to get out there and beat the social network, beat it to death. And then you have to get out there and also do the same with the radio and TV, whether it be internet radio, whether it be live radio, you know, the normal old-fashioned radio. Right. I've done them all, and I enjoy it. I've done some TV shows as well. It's difficult. It's not like just writing it and then sitting back and let it take off. It doesn't happen that way.
Right.
It's a lot of marketing, a lot of promotion. And the best way is just talk about it, get out there, do things, be a member of groups, just get yourself out there. Exposure is the biggest asset.
You're exactly right. And you've done a great job. I've looked at you had a beautiful website. Your Facebook pages are in great shape, so you've done your homework. I'm going to type this in here. I'm actually typing while I talk here. I think that answers.
Okay. You're more talented than I am, Nate.
I've done this a while. I'm going to tell people. I don't want to talk about myself very much. I'm a retired dentist, so I'm used to doing like five things at once with my hands. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I know. This is okay. We're going to get into some dirty down dishing here. Your book has, of course, a lot of your coming out experiences. We talked about that earlier. And obviously, every gay man living in the 20th and 21st century, we date people, and we don't know how to date people. So you've had some, you know, catastrophes in lust and love, like everyone else has. And the book's been out how long? How long has the book been out, Joe?
It came out September of last year, so it's been out about 8 months.
Okay, so here's the question. You didn't mention names of some of your boyfriends. Some of them were nice. Some of them were creepy. I'm just being nice and just being honest here, okay? And I'm going to ask you, have any of the people that you haven't named but can recognize themselves, have any of them contacted you?
Yes.
I knew that. Do you know why?
Yes.
Because you're very descriptive.
Oh, I know. I know. I've been told that. There's a reason why I didn't have names in the book. You've read the book, so you know the part where I went through that employment fiasco and discriminated against highly for being gay and everything that went on there and everything. And under the advice of my attorney, I couldn't name names when I was going into that part of my coming out and my life. So my publisher decided that it would be best just to stay consistent throughout the book and not confuse people as to why I named certain names and why I didn't name certain names. So that's why the names were left out. But as you stated, people, you know, I've received telephone calls. People know who they are. They definitely know who and what page they're on.
And what did they say?
Oh, well, gosh, never knew I'd have a book written about that. So I said, well, you never know what's going to happen, so you better watch yourself along the way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the moral to that story is all of you creepy guys out there, all of you people who won't commit, all of you guys who are lying out there, you might get a writer one night. Don't do it.
That's right. That's right. And all those things will come out and everyone will know.
That's like your mother said. Okay, I've got more questions. Okay. The pictures in the book, we didn't talk about that yet. Of course, this is radio, so I can't show you pictures. The book is illustrated at funny points, great break points. With, you know, Joe running down the street naked with his clothes behind him and I'm not lying. That's really a picture. I'm looking at it now. And some other things. It's a very discreet picture. You can leave it on your coffee table. Who did those pictures?
A good friend of my son is an illustrator. And when he found out about the book, he said, I want to do your illustrations. His name is Robert Wood, and he'd be glad for me to mention his name. He
great.
Is excellent. He does great work.
I was going to say you did them because they're so personal. They're
what I did personal. Was he told me, he said, well, you need to tell me what you want. And so I gave him very descriptive dialogue there of exactly the what led up to a particular instance and everything about that. And then I said, you take that and you do the illustrations. And I tell you, I did not have to change one illustration. He came back with all 17 of those illustrations, and it was as if I personally did those illustrations in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they're very
he's very good at it.
So how did you decide you wanted illustrations? Most books don't have them. I mean, it's not a norm for a novel like yours. You're not like talking about art or stuff like that. I love the illustrations, by the way. But what made you think of illustrations? It's a very novel and fun addition.
Well, my publisher, I went through an agent, and I actually ended up self-publishing with my own publishing company. I started my own company. But the agent that I used that guided me along through this, he told me that illustrations are a way to give the reader a better chance of jumping inside and getting a part of your life, becoming a part of it. He can actually visualize on paper and visualize in his mind, and then he's more drawn into your story. And some of the reviews I've gotten from the book have stated just that. They said, wow, it's like we were sitting at a coffee table, and I've known you all my life, and we were just talking about your life.
Right.
We feel like we're a part of it. So that's the reason, and I think I accomplished that because that's the feedback I'm getting.
It's good feedback, and we're gonna. That's great segue into your next book. Is your next book going to have the illustrations too?
Yes, it will. It will.
Okay, and
actually,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nate.
Oh, well, I was going to ask you. I want you to talk about your next book and also talk about the contest you're running now.
Yes. I want everyone to know out there. I've got a contest going, and what it is, it's you can go to my blog site. TheGailyBlogger.blogspot.com, and one of the posts, you can scroll down, you'll find it. It has all the details of the writing contest. It's for anyone, gay or straight, anyone out there. I want to hear your story about how you were able to accept homosexuality, how you were able to accept either being gay or having a child who was gay or is gay or a friend or whoever. It's I want to hear your story. And we've got about three individuals through the company that are going to be judging these. I've got an editor that's going to be judging them, my assistant publisher, and one of my publicists. And we're going to take the top three submissions, and they're going to be included in my sequel. And they'll be invited as a personal guest on some of my book tour, and they'll get to sign the chapter in the book that's related to them, and they'll get to be brought into it just as if they were telling their own story in their own book.
Great.
And also, depending on who the winners are and how much they want to further their writing, we are looking at even offering them a writing contract of such where they can have their own book published.
Well, how'd you come up with this idea? It's a fabulous idea. Where did it come from?
Actually, I came up with that idea. I don't know. I was just thinking one day, and I thought, people want to tell the story, but a lot of them don't know where to do it at or how to get it on paper or who to go to. And I thought, I'm going to give them that opportunity. So it's a great opportunity, and I've received several submissions. I'm not going to be the one judging any of them, but I sure am reading them all, though. I've gotten some really good ones, and I hope to get a lot more. The deadline is July 15th.
Did y'all hear that? I'm going to put a link to your right after the show. I'm going to put on my Facebook page, which goes out to like 5,000 people. I'll be putting a link to your Gailey Blogger, spelled G, thegaileyblogger.blogspot.com, thegaileyblogger.blogspot.com. I spelled that slowly. And so they'll be able to go to there. The link to buy the book is there. The link to join the Reach 1 Million People campaign is there, and the link for your Facebook page, which takes you to the contest page, so everyone can join. And also, Joe Knudson is spelled J-O-E-K-N-U-D-S-O-N, but everyone knows that because they're on a show page and seeing your name. And he'd love to have more friends on Facebook, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Especially our listeners, because they're actually, I'm sure they're just the brightest people in the world, right?
I want everyone out there to enjoy my book as much as I enjoyed writing it. I want them to be a part of it and submit their story and enter the writing contest. And who knows, you may be one of the three that's picked to be included in the sequel and possibly write your own book. So it's exciting, and I think everyone ought to do it.
July 15th, you've got plenty of time to hit Starbucks and start writing.
The winners will be announced on August the 30th. I believe it's the 30th.
You're going to do it in 6 weeks? I guess 6 weeks is long enough. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's the next book? What's it going to have? Your part. Your part of the book. What are you talking about?
Well, it's kind of – I haven't really divulged much of it yet. I've got about probably 75% of the book written. It's kind of – it's not a continuation of my life. It's more of just – a bunch of fun things, a bunch of ways people can jump on the bandwagon and be a part of the gay community and helping us all work towards, you know, stronger ties, stronger, you know, acceptance by society, more equality, get the laws changed, things like that. But it's going to be a fun way of doing it. It's going to be a really good book, and I'm excited for it to get out. Like I said, it's probably going to be released in November, December at the latest.
Right. For Christmas, you got to get out there.
That's right.
Just something else under the tree. Great. Okay. We're going to move to your blog now. How's that blog going? What kind of feedback are you getting from your readers on your blog? I'm always fascinated to hear these things.
Well, you know what, Nate? I really hadn't done a lot with my blog because I've been so busy with promoting the book that most of the feedback, people are emailing me direct, because in my book, I give them my email address.
Right. I just realized that when I saw that. So what kind of feedback are you getting? I thought you were getting out of your book.
Oh, gosh. I'm getting feedback from heterosexuals, from straight people that are saying, wow, I never knew that. You opened my eyes. I don't feel as homophobic as I did. And I'm getting feedback from gays stating, wow, you helped me to realize that I can live my life. I can come out. I can be who I am. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten feedback from parents stating that, wow, it's so much easier now to deal with my son or my daughter that's, you know, come out. So I'm getting feedback from all members of society, all sides. And it's great. It's fun. I enjoy reading my feedback almost as much as you know, writing or promoting the book. It's fun to do that.
Sure. So in the last 2 days, we have had, 3 days, we've had the Phoenix Suns owner come out. We've had, today, world number one professional bowler came out as being gay. I don't know if you heard that one yet. You heard that already? About the bowler? Okay. And then somebody else, an ESPN reporter, is that right? Am I getting that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There have been several.
And you know, their families are going to be running to – their families and close friends are going to be running to, of course, the Internet. And that's where all this is coming from. You know, that's where all of your traffic is coming from straight people. The more we come out of the closet, the more we put a face to it, I think we're going to just do fine.
I do too.
We have like 30 seconds left. I just felt like I just sat down and had my little glass of water and started talking 2 minutes ago again.
I'm so sorry that we got cut out. I don't know how that happened.
It could have been a stroke.
I thought,
I don't touch
it. Anyway, we got back. That's what counted.
It was only 35, 40 seconds. We're okay. I just dead air. I'm talking to myself. No, I did fine. It's happened before. It usually happens. When you said storm, I was scared because this entire thing runs
through. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. We run through Google. Google owns it's a long story. Anyway, we just have about 10 seconds. Joe, this has been a treat. I want back in about January, and we're going to talk about the response from the other book, okay? And good
that
night.
That sounds great. And thank you for having me.
Thank you for your book. I'm going to, as I said, my Facebook friends, get on my Facebook page, and you'll see all the websites. And good night from Fort Lauderdale. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.